This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root's War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV, as well as now entering into national newspaper syndication. Trump has been very, very good to me. Yeah, let me tell you something. Donald Trump's been very, very good to me. It was the best decision I ever made in my life, standing behind Donald Trump and grabbing his, I got it now, coattails. That's the word I'm looking for. I knew it was some sort of tail. I couldn't remember what the exact word was. Coattails. Thank you to my listener, Keith, who gave me that answer. Coattails, grabbing Trump's coattails. Everyone should grab Trump's coattails because the economy is going upward. The economy is booming. The economy is growing. The economy is expanding. And you know that's not just talk because you've seen the numbers and you also know the Fed does nothing but increase interest rates under Donald Trump, whereas under Obama, all they did was cut interest rates and then keep them at zero for the longest length of time in the history of America. So that's the difference. The economy was so weak under Obama, you had to keep interest rates at zero to even survive. To convince anyone to take a loan, interest rates had to be zero. But under Trump, you can raise them dramatically up because people are all in line to get loans and in line to buy stuff. Great job, President Trump. That's why I'm your relentless Trump warrior. This show comes to you from the low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where income taxes are banned. I love it. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA on radio and by Newsmax on TV. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. You should give them a call. They are the group that the state of Texas chose. How's that for credibility? To run the Texas Bullion Depository. Texas Bullion Depository is the only one in the United States of America. It's the Fort Knox of Texas, the only one on the state level, and the state chose the parent company of U.S. Gold Bureau to run their depository. Very cool. I saw the press release from, I believe it was the governor's office of the state of Texas, and it mentioned the name of who they chose to run their depository, and then it mentioned underneath that name, they're the parent company of U.S. Gold Bureau. This was all in a major media article in Dallas, Texas, and I thought, how cool is that, that they're now the sponsor of both my radio and TV show. They've got a new package. It's called the Precious Metal, Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. The first ever silver Krugerrand. All coins are investment quality. Get all six coins for only $99. It's previously sold for more than $300. This very portfolio available right now just for my audience for $99. And you get free shipping and free delivery insurance. Call right now 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. USGoldBureau.com/roots. All right, some things in the news. You know there was this smear attempt against... You know what I want to get to first? I want to get to my commentary. And I usually do it in the third hour on Newsmax TV, but then people who only listen in the second hour never get to hear my commentaries. And generally on radio, it's a different audience in each hour because it depends when you drive home from work that day, right? So I want you to hear it. It's called Welcome Back, Obama. Remember Welcome Back, Cotter? Welcome Back, Obama. We missed you. This is for Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. This will be an example of one of the columns that will now be syndicated all over the United States. In my last column, I explained how Obama's policies badly damaged my business and careers. But more importantly, I explained how small business owners like me see Obama as a walking, living, breathing curse upon business. You like that? Obama's a curse. Whatever he touches dies or winds up in a coma. If you own a business and you see Barack Obama coming, here's my advice. Run, hide, shelter. Is that a great line? When you see Obama coming, run, hide, shelter. On the other hand, small business owners now rate Trump the highest of any president in the history of the United States. We do not want to go back to Obama. Hell no. The great news for us is that Obama is back. He's out of hibernation. He's out campaigning again. He should have stayed out of sight, out of mind. The pain and misery of Obama and his policies was fading from all of our consciences. But now Obama is going to remind voters how miserable life was under Obama. Democrats are delusional. They've been fed a pack of lies about Obama's supposed popularity by the mainstream media for a decade now. If Obama was so popular, how do you explain that this past week, on September 10th, Trump was at 48%, and Obama was at 42% on the exact same day in the second year of his presidency? Trump is a full 6 points more popular than Obama with the only poll that actually measures, which is Rasmussen. But that's minor compared to the real-world results of Obama. Over his 8 years in office, Obama was so popular, he wrecked the Democratic Party. Democrats lost the House, the Senate, the majority of governors, lieutenant governors, secretaries of state, and a huge majority of state legislatures. Almost 1,000 seats changed hands from Democrats to Republicans while Obama was president. With friends like Obama, Democrats don't need enemies. In short, the GOP dominated U.S. politics while Obama was out campaigning as the leader of the Democratic Party and CEO of the economy. How do you explain that? Remember James Carville's famous but simple line, "It's the economy, stupid." Americans vote with their pocketbooks and wallets. They knew Obama's economy stunk to high heaven. They knew business was bad and getting worse every day. They knew only crappy low-wage part-time jobs were created under Obama. Obama's economy scared them to death. Trump's economy is powered by all the very things that destroyed Obama's economy. Trump cut taxes, Obama raised them. Trump cut regulations, Obama added them by the thousands. Trump killed the Obamacare mandate and allowed consumers to buy cheaper plans. Obama made everyone spend a fortune or face a large fine by the IRS. Trump approved the Keystone Pipeline, Obama rejected it. Trump saved coal, Obama killed it. Trump reversed all of Obama's onerous energy policies. Now we have the biggest energy boom in history. Now Obama is on the campaign trail taking credit for this economic boom. And guess what he says? He says, "Remember when it all started. I started it all." Really? GDP, gross domestic product, economic growth, was 1.9% in Obama's final year. Not his final week, final month, final quarter. In the entire year, it was 1.9%. It's now 4.2%. Obama is delusional. Obama says Trump lies while he deals in facts and truth. That's funny. Obama's reminding American voters why they threw the Democratic Party out from top to bottom across the country. They ruin the economy and jobs, and then they lie about it. One other point needs to be made. Liberals will argue, Wayne, Obama was elected as president twice. Well, not really. The first time he was elected, he had no record of any kind. He had no economic results to defend. No one had ever seen anything he'd ever done. The second time, so he got elected once. The second time Obama ran, I believe he used the IRS to steal the 2012 election. In the ramp-up to that election, Obama had the IRS at the White House, the IRS commissioner at the White House, more than anyone else in his cabinet. He also met many times with the head of the IRS Employees Union. Obama met so many times with IRS bigwigs, if I was Michelle, I'd have set up cameras and hired private detectives. Obama used the IRS to steal the 2012 election as sure as I'm standing here. Obama's IRS targeted, hounded, harassed, and persecuted every conservative activist, donor, and organization until he won the election. Talk about collusion. Talk about conspiracy. Talk about interference in elections. Forget Russia. Look at Obama. So in reality, Obama was fairly elected once in his life. After that, once people saw the results of Obama's policies, it was nonstop defeat. All I could say to Obama is, welcome back. We missed you on the campaign trail. My commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, and generally it comes out at conservative websites all over the country, and generally comes out at Real Clear Politics, which picks the best columnists in the United States every single day of the week, about the top 15 out of thousands, and I make the cut all the time. Thank you, Real Clear Politics, and now nationally syndicated columnist Wayne Allyn Root. Good stuff is happening. NBC journalist criticizes Dianne Feinstein for Kavanaugh's smear. He says it has a deep state feel to it. The Democrats' new smear campaign is so over the top that even a member of the mainstream media is admitting it. NBC's John Allen, while appearing on the talk show of liberal host Bill Press, said this whole thing sounds like the deep state that Trump and others have talked about. Isn't that amazing? This is the President Trump's point, he said. There's a deep state feel to this. Anonymous source to a senator through a House member, goes to the Justice Department, maybe word gets back to the White House and nobody sees what's in it. Allen also noted that Feinstein has been sitting on the letter since July, calling the decision to release it now political. Democrats have sunk to new lows in their efforts to sink Kavanaugh. It is disgusting to watch, was the conclusion of this journalist. And now women are coming to Kavanaugh's aid. 65 women defend Kavanaugh as a good person amid allegations. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has publicly denied allegations that he forced himself onto a woman in high school. Can you imagine in high school? The guy's in his 50s. This comes after Senator Dianne Feinstein allegedly gave a letter complaint to the FBI. More than five dozen women, 65 of them, came forward Friday to defend Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh against an alleged high school incident, calling President Trump's pick for the high court a good person. The 65 women who claim to have known Kavanaugh for more than 35 years penned a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee to vouch for his character. We are women who have known Brett Kavanaugh for more than 35 years and knew him well. He attended high school between 79 and 83. For the entire time we've known Brett Kavanaugh, he's behaved honorably and treated women with respect. The women wrote that while Kavanaugh attended Georgetown Preparatory School, an all-boys school, they knew him through social events, sports, church, and various other activities. Many of us have remained close friends with him and his family over the years. Through more than 35 years, we've known him. Brett has stood out for his friendship, character, and integrity. In particular, he's always treated women with decency and respect. That was true when he was in high school, and it's remained true to this day. They added, the signers of this letter hold a broad range of political views. Many of us are not lawyers, but we know Brett is a person, and he's always been a good person. You know, I could tell you certain things about people just looking at them. I've never met Brett Kavanaugh. I know nothing about him, but I knew these charges were the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard in my entire life. Because this guy just looks like a choir boy, Boy Scout. He doesn't look like a low-life producer in Hollywood, a low-life director in Hollywood, or an actor, a slimy actor. Well, you know, one of the liberal variety. He looks like a Boy Scout who you want your kids around. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, big day for me. I've just become a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. Really exciting stuff. I mean, really, really exciting. I'm honored. I'm proud. I just pinch me, man, because it is fantastic. Now, I won't be starting until the first of the year. It's going to start January 1st, but from that point on, all my columns will be offered to newspapers all over the United States of America. I'm in the mode of a George Will, a Charles Krauthammer, an Ann Coulter. Really, really good stuff. Speaking of really good stuff, if you're going to do that, you better be healthy. Liberty HealthShare is now my health insurer, although they are not technically a health insurance company. They are a Christian health sharing organization. And that's better than being health insurance, because Aetna was health insurance, and that's who I used to have. And Aetna was charging me $2,000 a month, and I couldn't afford it. It's crazy. That's $24,000 a year. That's $48,000 a year before taxes. And being that it was covering nothing, it was really more like $36,000 a year, which is $72,000 a year before taxes. So the first $72,000 a year I made went to health insurance. No wonder I was feeling completely broke, even though I have a high income. It's just ridiculous. There's a better way now. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free anywhere in the United States, or online at libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. So between Synagenics making me look good and feel good, and Liberty HealthShare insuring me in its own way and protecting me if I do get sick, guess what? I'll be around for a long time to write syndicated columns. All these guys, all these old geezers, the George Wills of the world, you know, they must be like close to 80. I'm still in my 50s, so I could write for the next 30 years plus. Who knows? Maybe Synagenics can keep you alive till I'm 100. Let's hope. That's what you got your fingers crossed for. Hope you enjoyed my commentary. Welcome back, Obama. We missed you. kind of reminds me of Welcome Back, Cotter, right? The New York Times has now printed a correction, or at least made a correction. I guess they have to print it in tomorrow's paper. So the Nikki Haley hit piece on curtains at the UN ambassador's residence. The New York Times has made a correction to an outrageous attack on Nikki Haley, falsely accused her of lavish spending on the ambassador's residence in New York City with the purchase of curtains that cost $52,000, or at least cost the taxpayers $52,000. But the lease for the residence and the selection of the curtains were done by the Obama administration. The article was published by Gardner Harris Thursday evening, meaning last night. After being called out by the Times, the Times appended a humiliating correction to the top of the article Friday afternoon. But again, that would be online. Nobody probably saw it online. It says, an earlier version of this article and headline created an unfair impression about who is responsible for the purchase in question. While Nikki Haley is the current ambassador to the United Nations, the decision on leasing the ambassador's residence and purchasing the curtains was made during the Obama administration, according to current and former officials. The article should not have focused on Ms. Haley, nor should a picture of her have been used. The article and headline have now been edited to reflect those concerns, and the picture has been removed. But when you check on the URL for the article online, it's still Nikki Haley curtains. Unbelievable. Just amazing. These liberals are so bad. And I tell you all the time that you can't trust any of these people who are running for office as Democrats. Can't trust them. Democrat Amar Kampa Najjar changed his name after the primary. This guy ran in the California primary. Democrat congressional candidate Amar Kampa Najjar legally changed his name on June 12, 2018, 1 week after the California primary, from Amar Yasser Najjar to Amar Joseph Kampa Najjar. Kampa Najjar is running in California's 50th congressional district on seat Duncan Hunter, who is facing federal indictment for misuse of campaign funds. Court documents indicate he changed his name on June 12th. His name appeared on the June 5th primary ballot as Amar Kampa Najjar. Nick Singer, director of communications for the campaign, acknowledged that the candidate changed his name. The other thing you got to understand is who his grandfather was. I'm trying to find that in the article. He built a profile as the first Latino Arab American to run for Congress. His mother is Mexican American. His father is Palestinian American. His paternal grandfather was Muhammad Yusuf al-Najjar, the mastermind of the terrorist murder of 11 Israeli Olympic athletes and coaches at the 1972 Olympic Games in Germany. His father, Yasser Najjar, serves as a mid-level Palestinian Authority official in Gaza. I'm not going to say anything more. All I'm telling you is he added Joseph to his name. All of a sudden he wants to sound American. And when we get back, I'll tell you about Twitter. You got to hear about Twitter. And we've got our guest here coming up next as well. Frederick Penny, legal analyst for USA Radio. Be right back.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New information this hour. 4 people have been killed as a result of Hurricane Florence. This includes a mother and her infant as a tree falls on their house in Wilmington, North Carolina. Another woman with a medical condition dying in Pender County, North Carolina, after first responders could not get to her because a downed tree was in the way on the road.
Hurricane Florence is different from those we've had before. This hurricane is going to be with us for about 2 days.
That is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who warns the slow-moving storm could hover over the state, as we saw with the hurricane and subsequent flooding in Houston, Texas. The Carolinas are just getting hammered right now by this Cat 1 storm. Thousands without power, waves washing out beaches and destroying docks, streets, houses, and cars all flooded out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We'll be right back.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I got to tell you, I just laugh. You know, when Nike said they're the big social justice warriors with the whole Kaepernick thing, Colin Kaepernick thing, and meanwhile they had slave labor making their sneakers and making their clothing in Vietnam, and they can't, you know, they can't get paid. They get $2 a day, and they weren't even paying their $2 a day. Gee, you're such social justice warriors. These liberals are such hypocrites. Now we have the example of Google. They think Trump is an authoritarian. They think he's a fascist. They think he's a dictator. He's a Hitler. He's this. He's that. And you guess what Google's doing? Google's helping the Chinese government target its own citizens. I'll tell you more about that in a little while during the show, but it's just hilarious that Google, you know, just another hypocrite. Nike, Google, these people are all bad people, and they act like Trump is bad when he hasn't done anything wrong. On a day with, you know, hurricanes in the news, although, albeit, thank God, it wasn't quite as bad as we thought it was going to be, or it could have been, or the hysterical media made it out to be, and climate change didn't make it into the super hurricane of all time. It's just another hurricane. It's a bad hurricane. All hurricanes are bad. But on that day, it's still important to note that a lot of people are without electricity, and a lot of people are still in a slow-motion flooding situation. Over the next two or three days, it could be a lot of rivers overflowing their banks. And a lot of people could be out of their homes for quite a while. So, even though it wasn't as bad as it could have been, it's still pretty bad. And if you're one of those people, it's really bad. You know, what did Reagan say? If a million people are out of work, it's a recession. If you are out of work, it's a depression. And so if you lose your home, even if it wasn't as bad as everybody thought, it's not the storm of a lifetime, it's just a hurricane, it's still a bad hurricane. And if it's your home, it's terrible. Just like if there's a wildfire and, you know, 100 people lose their house and you go, wow, in this country of 340 million, that's not a big deal. It is if you're one of the 100. It's really big. I lived in Malibu and I almost lost my house to fire several times. And it's a scary, scary thing. So this brings me to My Patriot Supply. You got to be prepared. You have to be. When there's no power, when the refrigeration fails, when stores close, when gas stations close, when there's looting going on, you better be prepared. You can't rely on government or FEMA. You need a plan to make sure there's food in your home stocked away for an emergency. I use My Patriot Supply for my food storage, and you should too. Each person in your household should have at least a two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply. This week they're offering a special price of only $75 for a food kit that includes that contains 92 servings of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 92 servings for only $75. Call 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540. 6540, or go to my special website, or I should say their special website they prepared for my listeners using my name, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. So you couldn't forget it. They went out and got preparewithwayne.com. The food lasts up to 25 years in storage, only $75. That includes a rugged tote. Order now, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. All right, so without further ado, we've got our guest on the show, Frederick Penny. He's the legal analyst for USA Radio Network. We know that Paul Manafort pleaded guilty to two counts of conspiracy. He's agreed to cooperate in a deal with the Mueller team. And the question now is, who's got to worry about all of this? Frederick Penny, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I love getting on your show.
All right, well, we love having you. Paul Manafort pleads guilty. So who's got to worry about this, Fred? Who's this aimed at? I mean, first of all, Trump has to worry because you can't not worry. But he wasn't with Trump after Trump got elected. He was only with Trump for like a 2-month period during the campaign. So I don't know how much he's got on Trump. I would say Trump has to worry, but I would say that Hillary's people like Podesta have to worry even more.
Yeah, you know, Wayne, if I was on my show right now on Radio Law Talk, I would tell my producer to do this. Listen. There you go. That's why it's important. It's a whole lot about nothing. That's what I say. We don't know what's going to be on there. Plea deals happen all the time. That's what's, and I know everyone's trying to blow us everything about it. I know it's a 17-page deal, and by the way, that 17-page cooperation agreement that's supposedly out there, if Manafort testifies, guess what? That's going to come out as evidence. What's in the deal? Oh, this is your deal. Huh? What? Why are you taking the deal? Oh, it's 17 pages. Isn't it kind of a little self-serving? And don't forget, all that can't come against him when he comes and testifies. So supposedly against someone. And who knows? It could be against Hillary. It could be against Trump. It could be against other people. Who knows? Right now, it's all speculation. We don't know. They're blowing it out of proportion, my opinion, until we actually see what he's going to testify to. All he's saying is he's going to cooperate. Now, what does that mean? I don't know.
What's interesting is he pleaded guilty to only the crimes that related to earned money from consulting work on behalf of pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine, which all predated his tenure on the Trump campaign. So I only know that he pleaded guilty to stuff that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Now, if you plead guilty to stuff that has nothing to do with Donald Trump, would that therefore automatically mean that you are testifying against Donald Trump, or would that mean you aren't?
No. You know, again, I'm going to repeat it. Plea deals are normal. That is not unusual. But here's the interesting thing. Don't forget, the things that he was brought up on charges, first of all, again, we predated the Trump stuff. But what's interesting, I mentioned this a long time ago, is the one issue was the registration of a foreign agent that his trial was coming up. Three times in the history since the 1940s have they prosecuted for someone for that, and only zero times have they won the case. So this is, you know, clearly they wanted to get something else out of it. You know, that's why they were pushing this, and that's the way I read it. The other thing is, what's important to note is these deals that he did were three things. Number one, anything he says or testifies are going to go, wait a minute, you said you didn't have any issues, you went to trial and you were found guilty of tax fraud, tax evasion, blah, blah, blah. That's all going to come against him. So even if he does testify, Wayne, where's his credibility?
He's a flawed witness if he testifies, because everyone's going to rip him to shreds and say, you said you didn't know anything, and all of a sudden you know something when you could reduce your time. Yes, he's a flawed witness.
Yeah, you only need to turn one juror, right? Beyond a reasonable doubt. You only need to turn one juror, Wayne. So, tough. You know, he gets up on a stand and testifies, man, if I'm cross-examining, this is going to be a long cross-examine.
The other thing that's weird is I heard a lot of people say that Manafort was so desperate for money, he was going broke, he couldn't pay his bills, and that's why he took the Ukrainian money, and then the Ukrainian money dried up, and that left him really desperate. Well, he can't be too desperate, because the deal requires Manafort to forfeit $46 million in assets. I don't know about you, but somebody can't be desperate for money if they have $46 million in assets. You hear a lot of stuff. You don't know how much of it's true and how much is misinformation or disinformation.
That seems like a lot, you know, Wayne. And obviously we don't have the 17-page cooperation agreement. But here's a side tidbit. And a lot of times I call my buddies that are prosecutors, and all my friends are former prosecutors. And I did talk to one of my buddy, Todd Cuden, who is one of my co-hosts on my show. And he said, however, Fred, he goes, you know this, and I know this. A lot of times they don't know exactly what the deal is, the prosecutor, but they've got to think they have something in order to sign a deal. So Mueller's probably got something he thinks that's going to help him. I mean, but
right.
We're going to find out.
It may not be Trump, though. It may be Podesta.
That's
the one who's in the eye, right?
Yeah. They might be. He might be testifying against Hillary, right? No,
We don't know. I can't imagine Mueller, wanting somebody to go after Hillary. So that would be kind of unlikely. But certainly Podesta appears to be in the eye of the storm. And then also I saw federal prosecutors weigh charges against Democratic power broker and Manafort-linked probe. Federal prosecutors in New York are weighing criminal charges against former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig as part of an investigation into whether he failed to register as a foreign agent in a probe, and it's linked to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. So I don't know. It's very strange, because guess what? To me, and we're talking to Frederick Penny, a very distinguished attorney, legal analyst for USA Radio, host of Radio Law Talk, and a regular guest here on the show. He's a brilliant legal mind. We like to have him on. When you see that John Kerry is over in Iran all the time, he admits multiple times negotiating with the mullahs of Iran. He's under no responsibility. Nobody from America has given him, knighted him, and made him our negotiator. He was under Obama, but he's not under Trump. Isn't he supposed to be registering as a foreign agent? This seems like a farce to me. If he doesn't have to, why did Manafort, why does this guy, Gray Craig, when John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, is rambling around the world acting like a negotiator for America when he has no such title?
Yeah, like I always tell you, don't go into politics. You're right. You're hitting it, Wade. That's why everyone's like, hey, let's go be a politician. Hard pass. Because you know what? There's so many things that people do and don't do that. How many rules does the government have in regulations? Ad infinitum. Forever. You can never read them all and understand everything. True? I mean, I don't know why. Why are they pursuing this? Well, you guys take the guess. Again, I have to stay politically neutral. I always say that because I do my radio law talk show, but you read between the lines, you know, read between the lines. Why are they pursuing a guy in Washington, D.C. for failing to register as an agent, a foreign agent, which is so rare. It is so rare that they'll prosecute that. Why? I don't know. You figure it out.
Well, because they're looking to bring charges against Trump. That's what it's about from the very beginning. They're looking to frame Trump. They're trying to find Can I ask a lawyer about this? It's funny, but frame someone who's guilty. You know, and so even if Trump has done some things wrong, they're the same things every other politician does, and they don't go after them. But they have a vendetta against Trump. So they're like minor things, but you can admit they're wrong. Maybe he did pay off a girl. Maybe he did have sex 10 years ago with two Playboy playmates. Then he paid them off while they were extorting him. You don't think that Bill's done that? You don't think Hillary's done that? You don't think Obama's ever done it? They go after Trump for the very same thing lots of other politicians do. That's framing a guilty man, in my opinion, but I'm not an attorney, so. Frederick Penny, legal analyst, USA Radio, host of Radio Law Talk. Always appreciate your education and your insights. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for letting me on.
Good. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra pure fish oil and joint soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
War now. I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
How did I open the show? I started the show by very carefully saying I'm really happy that this Hurricane Florence did not turn out to be as bad as the media made it out to be, but that the media just exaggerates everything because they want ratings. And it just, it's a bad hurricane. There's lots of bad hurricanes. And since the beginning of time, there's been many bad hurricanes. It's the same result as any other bad hurricane. There are going to be people who lose their homes. Wind's going to flip off people's roofs. Flooding is going to knock you out of your house for weeks at a time. Electricity will be out for a week or two. A few people got killed. It's a hurricane. Things like that happen, sadly. But it's not the worst hurricane of all time. It's just another hurricane. And so no sooner I say that, my board op Chris just sends me a video. It's from the Weather Channel. He was doing a report today, this reporter, I don't know his name, live from Wilmington, North Carolina. And he's standing there, and it's just so obvious he's faking it. He's acting as if the wind is going to knock him over, and he's standing in like a 100-mile-per-hour wind. And he's just barely hanging on as he reports what's going on. And he can't stand, what a brave hero he is. And behind him are two guys in shorts just walking by like everything's fine. He didn't know they were standing behind him. So, you know, it's a little windy. But the guys are able to walk by him with no problem at all. I'm watching them on the video as we speak. He just sent me the video. And the two guys don't seem to have any trouble walking of any kind. They're walking casually. Everything's fine. He's standing there like he's in a 120-mile-per-hour wind shear. And he's going to be blown over at any second. They're right behind him. He looks like the biggest fool that ever lived. This is the media. These are the same guys that when I lived in Malibu were so anxious to open the news with the fact that Malibu is going to have massive rains and mudslides that they had trucks lining Pacific Coast Highway and they were aimed with their cameras at a puddle and they were watching a few drips of rain hit the puddle and they opened the evening news with that. It's just anything to gin up the ratings and make you hysterical and make you believe the world as you know it is ending. And it's just a bad hurricane. It's not anything worse than usual. But a lot of rain. No question, a lot of rain. All right, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey admits conservative staffers don't feel safe to express their opinions at the liberal tech giant. Jack Dorsey is the guy who is the CEO of Twitter. He admitted social media giant staffers who have right-leaning political views don't feel comfortable to speak up because of the company's ultra-liberal work environment. We have a lot of conservative-leaning folks in the company as well, and to be honest, they don't feel safe to express their opinions at the company. He told NYU journalism professor Jay Rosen in an interview published on Friday. They do feel silenced by just the general swirl of what they perceive to be the broader percentage of leanings within the company, and I don't think that's fair or right. We should make sure everyone feels safe to express themselves. I mean, my dad was a Republican. He almost says that as if, you know, like, there's someone in my family that's a sinner, a Republican. Oh, my God. Dorsey said Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity were on the radio all the time during his childhood, but his mother was on the opposite end of the spectrum. I always felt safe to challenge both of them, especially my dad. Yeah, of course, because you're on your mom's side. I mean, so that would be my question. Why is it okay to be black, Hispanic, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, woman, gay, whatever you want to be, you could be at Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or any of these social media companies, but you have to be a closet Republican. Why is that? An undercover Republican. You can never admit you're a Republican. Why is it any different than being scared all the time because you're black, scared all the time because you're Hispanic, scared all the time because you're gay? Should we be scared all the time because we're Republicans? The Twitter CEO recently told Fox News Radio he understands why many conservatives are suspicious of the large tech companies given the liberal-leaning culture of Silicon Valley. Just last week, he laid out his company's defense to allegations of anti-conservative bias on its platform and denied that they're biased. Twitter does not use political ideology to make any decision, he said. And then they went out and they banned Alex Jones right after that. Dorsey also denied shadow banning anyone based on political ideology. See, there's a way to lie and tell the truth at the same time. I'm sure that he could actually pass a lie detector test that Twitter has never banned anyone based on political ideology. Because Wayne Root is being shadow banned right now. It must be because they think I'm hateful and I gave hate speech. Anything conservative is called, defined by them as hate speech. So you didn't ban Wayne Root for being conservative. You banned me for being a racist. You banned me for being homophobic. You banned me for being Islamophobic. You banned me for being sexist. You banned me for being, you know, what you define as someone who has hate speech, but which I define as just telling the truth in a conservative way. So you can tell the truth and lie, and it goes on all the time. The media does it all the time. Every time the media quotes Wayne Root, I speak 3 hours a day, 15 hours a week on the air, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year. And they find the one single line that does sound either stupid or extreme. Or at least they make it sound stupid or extreme. What they don't tell you is there should be a subtitle. By the way, that did sound stupid, but Wayne Root speaks 720 hours a year on the air. And we grabbed one sentence and took it out of context. Is it the real sentence? Yes. Was it Wayne Root talking? Yes. Can I account for every sentence of a three-hour show if you twist it and turn it and use it as a headline? No, I can't. And neither could any of you listening. Neither could any normal human being. And that's why Donald Trump is so fantastic in a 90-minute speech. He's entertaining. He's a folk hero. He's a stud. He's a star. But when the speech is over, people go home and they're shocked that one sentence is now the lead story in the news and they make him look out to be a racist. The speech was nothing like that. They do it to me all the time. Up next, Newsmax.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.